Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. My co-host, Scott Dudley, is missing today. That's okay. We will survive and manage. Today's guest, we have Juan Flores. He is a behavioral health manager here at Imperial County Behavioral Health, and he's also a licensed marriage and family therapist, and he oversees the mental health triage and engagement unit. Welcome, Juan.
Thank you for the invite, Maria. Always a pleasure, and yes, formerly known as a crisis unit.
We have to get away from that.
Yes,
wording.
We are now officially titled the Mental Health Triage and Engagement Services, mainly to put a better, I guess.
Not to confuse people, maybe.
Yeah, not to confuse people, because there are such things as crisis stabilization units, and
there are such things.
Yes, and although we do deal with crises, we do not necessarily, we are not a crisis stabilization
unit. We're not licensed to do that, right?
Yeah, and we triage people to where they need to go. So that's the main emphasis, is that upon receiving somebody that's undergoing some type of crisis, is that we do have the professional staff and the appropriate resources at that time to route a case, whether it be to acute psychiatric hospitalization or route them over to intensive outpatient care within that short time frame and try to assist the person through any particular crisis they might be going through. Typically they'll come through our doors either as walk-ins, or they will be the typical 5150 applications brought in by law enforcement or in the community, in the emergency departments. So we assist with all that. But I think the triage title better describes our role in this whole scenario of trying to route somebody who's undergoing a psychiatric emergency.
Yeah, because when you mention crisis, it's a crisis unit. You're mentioning about, okay, maybe some restraints, somebody that's, you know, being in a danger to themselves or to others, maybe physically.
Yes.
So that's not what you guys deal with.
Not necessarily. We are trained in crisis prevention interventions, mm-hmm. and our nonviolent crisis intervention certifications allow for us to intervene in certain ways to be able to provide assistance to the person, even in a worst case scenario where they are aggressive or they are experiencing agitation, where the person's safety is always considered. Mm-hmm. So we have holding skills that our staff is taught, more to be used temporary, while we get other forms of assistance. So
while people are there at the triage, is that on a voluntary basis?
It can be, mm-hmm. but the thing is, most of the times, because they're brought in by law enforcement, they're placed on an application, mm-hmm. for involuntary treatment, depending on the status of the person. But we do get people that walk into our mental health triage assessment center and are presenting with a form of crisis. Mm-hmm. And we do have the clinicians and the mental health rehab technicians available to help link them to the resources without maybe even getting to that 5150 application, mm-hmm. process. So, but we are equipped to assist officers and our local emergency departments once applications have been placed. Because once they are placed by a law enforcement officer or a peace officer, as part of their welfare institution code reinforcement duties, we cannot override it. We cannot say no. We assist to help place that person. Now, if it just so happens a person, upon being evaluated by a licensed clinician or one of our psychiatrists or our psychologists, they determine that, you know what, it's more appropriate to help the person through a least restrictive means of care, we would withdraw hold and then we do the triage, and which basically describes what we've done and what we've always really done. Is triage people to where they need to go, and this is what we're capable of doing, and we are very efficient at it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.